Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
On From Route 66 to the Wild Atlantic Way, road trips are one of the most popular ways to travel. But do they continue in a time when all we're talking about is climate crisis and high fuel prices? Paul O'Connella from the Irish Independent, where he is travel editor, joins us. First of all, Paul, is Ireland a good country for road trips?
Oh, God, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah, I was asking for tips on Twitter recently for the journey, for stop-offs on the journey from Dublin to Galway. And there were loads of reactions of this, that and the other. But one person tweeted from the States saying, my God, you can drive across the country in 2.5 hours. We have to go. But I always think that though it's a tiny country and the geographical distances mightn't be too far, once you start winding off the motorways and exploring and stopping off and going for strolls and chatting to people, you just go down the amazing rabbit holes, and that's what I love about hitting the road.
Is your recommendation to do it in your own car, or are you suggesting spring for a camper van?
Oh, God. Well, this will all come down to costs. Camper vans were one of the things. During the pandemic, road trips boomed in popularity because we couldn't go anywhere else. And that wasn't just in Ireland. It was all over in the States as well. There was a huge interest in camper vans. Some people bought them. Some people did them up as projects. And then subsequently it was quite hard to get them. But that's kind of normalizing again. So I haven't actually done a camper van in yonks. I normally take the car, pile all the stuff into the boot, don't have to worry about the luggage limits for the planes and all that. Of course, now the diesel is expensive, but I just kind of like that sense of being able to stop where you want. You kind of make plans, you know where you're going to end up that night, but other than that, you're free.
Have you any favourites, and does the route matter?
I do. So you're talking about Ireland or overseas?
Well, let's start Ireland and then you can go overseas.
I do. You mentioned the Wild Atlantic Way in your intro, and that's kind of a wonderful piece of marketing by Fáilte Ireland there. But that is 2,500 kilometres. It's actually basically the West Coast. So I don't really know anybody who's done it other than people who have set out to write books on it. But along that section, there are some absolutely stunning National Geographic standard drives to be done. And one of them, I think, is the Ring of Beara. I'd love to hear what your listeners think about this, because lots of people do the Ring of Kerry. And I was in Killarney during the week, and the flow of traffic and tour buses coming off the Ring of Kerry was in full flight. But the Ring of Beara is always that bit much more quiet. You're thinking about getting over the Healy Pass, thinking about Alahees with his copper mining museum and that beautiful beach at the end of it. And then the cable car at the ends of the earth to Jersey Island at the end of the peninsula. And that peninsula you can do, of course, in several days, or you could do it in a day. It's about 130k. So that's just one.
The other one that I particularly love, like the Ring of Beara, is literally almost the opposite side of the country, the Glens of Antrim. Driving up around there and the view out towards Rathlin, that is one of the most stunning
places. It's beautiful, and that's underrated. Actually, the Causeway Coast is a great drive to do. It's more like a, let's call it a point-to-point rather than a loop. You could go all the way from Belfast to Derry doing that. Along the way, people tend to go for the Giant's Causeway and go for Carrickaridge Rope Bridge, but they're the well-known stops. But like the Glens of Antrim,
thunderingly disappointing, it has to be said.
Well, it depends. Everybody says to me about the Giant's Causeway, my God, they were very small giants once they get there. But the Carrigreed Rope Bridge, though, I think is definitely worth doing. But just you got to get there at a time when there's not a queue halfway down the county for it. But yeah, you're right. And lots of that landscape appeared in Game of Thrones. Lots of kind of hidden beaches and coves along the way. Ruins like Dunluce or the Mussenden Temple overlooking the beach there at Downhill. Gorgeous route, yeah.
What then about international? If we decided to really spring for it and export ourselves, where do you say to go?
Well, I want to mention in Europe, I think, be curious to see what you think about this, the Amalfi Coast. Have you ever done that drive?
I can never remember which is the Amalfi Coast.
It's where Sorrento is, just south of Naples. So you have this beautiful coastal drive with Mount Vesuvius in the distance. Now, it is... you are going along on roads that were built basically for donkeys and carts. And in August, when not only the entirety of Italy descends, but everybody else in the world, the traffic and the driving can be hair-raising. Like this is, you're pulling in your wing mirrors and you're kind of holding your breath and you're squeezing through the towns with buses coming behind you. I don't know how they managed to drive the buses.
And I remember years ago reading a thing by the guy who was the chairman, I think at the time of Fiat. And he said that... there's rules of traffic in Italy that change as you go further south. And he said traffic lights in Italy, in Turin, they are a recommendation. In Rome, they're a suggestion. And by the time you get to Naples, they're ornamentation.
Yeah, I was thinking of them as advice rather than sort of rules. But that, it's just along, there's a danger of crashing into the scenery, of course, because along the way, you just have these amazing bays, the heights you take up to, the engineering of the road itself, the bluffs above you, and then the stop-offs you're doing at towns like Positano are just, it's just storybook stuff. But I did it in October, which I would recommend because anyone going in the peak months is going to have to contend with that. I just about made it around and sort of sank into a beer afterwards, congratulating myself for having got the car from A to B. And then I think it's hard to overlook the States if you're thinking otherwise. It was just, this is a country that kind of has driving is in its DNA. It's kind of almost as if the people can think of distances in completely different ways. The landscape unfolds at a pace that you just never get when you're on an airplane flying over it. There's the kind of the romance of it in popular culture. You think about Jack Kerouac's On the Road or movies like Thelma and Louise, the old kind of motel signs. And then choosing which one, of course, then everyone always mentions.
It's a big tale of two cities. If you do it on any of the highway network, it can be quite, I mean, it's fast, but it's dull.
Yeah.
You need to get off the highways.
That's it. Because when Kerouac wrote On the Road, he was talking about a route that was basically a single lane route, not motorway or highway style. And you passed through towns and visited attractions that were online on the road. And that's not the case these days. So you do have to plot to get off it. But one highway I did recently, and I kind of recommend this above Route 66, is Highway 61. I don't know if you know that, but that's basically, it's a southern route, goes from New Orleans down to Wyoming. But along the way, you're passing through this really soupy southern American landscape with the grain silos, the vast fields. You're passing cities like Memphis, which if people have seen the movie Elvis, it's that kind of atmospheric landscape that you're passing through, and the heat can absolutely be, causing the landscape around you to ripple at times. And famously, that's the point where at the crossroads of Highway 61 and I-49 is where Robert Johnson is supposed to have sold his soul to the devil for his mastery of the blues.
The other thing, of course, if you're doing the States that you have to teach yourself is, it's so easy to underestimate scale, because you look at Texas and think, okay, well, once I get across Texas, and then you realize Texas is the size of France. It's going to take me forever to get across.
It's absurd. It almost kind of circles back to that point I made about the American tweeter saying Ireland looks so small. It's the same when you go to the States. Yeah, but that's it. This is becoming a multi-day trip. You're not going to go from New Orleans to Wyoming or Chicago to LA in a day, obviously. You're going to build a once-in-a-lifetime holiday around it. And there are package holidays you can get that include the car hire, that kind of, it depends on how intrepid you're feeling, whether you want to set it up. And some people would even, you know, buy a car or take a car as a delivery from one point to another, or they would do it in a vintage car. We're only sort of scraping the tip of the possibilities here.
A lot of text. Anton, I saw someone get off the bus to Amalfi and immediately throw up because it was so winding. It's beautiful, but the roads are a nightmare. The Ring of Beira is stunning. Did it for the first time this summer. So much nicer than, dare I say it, the Ring of Kerry. Feel free to text a response to 53106. It can be a bit hair-raising, though, as the road is so narrow in places.
That's true.
Watching the tour bus drivers get the tour buses around the Ring of Kerry is remarkable.
And Slayhead is actually another route where there's a one-way system was put in place this year for that very reason. It can be just heart and mouth stuff watching them pass each other.
A text asking us, please stop talking about the Ring of Beira. As a Kenmare native, we love how it's the lesser known touristy route on the Wild Atlantic Way. Another poll is taking me back to a hair-raising drive we took from Pisa Airport to outside Florence, where my brother was getting married. We joked that our accommodation better be nice because we're never leaving it once we get there. What about the lesser thought of countries, like, for instance, South Africa, like Australia? Are they worth experimenting for road trips as opposed to straight visits?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. Now, you have to do a bit of research into the route you're going to do, how much of your holiday is going to take up, what kind of vehicle you're going to get. As we all know, car hire is an issue at the moment. But South Africa is... And before the pandemic, and it'd be interesting to see if this picks up again, super popular with honeymooners, because you can start in a city like Cape Town. They have the winelands outside that people love, and then you can do a drive. It's called the Garden Route. It runs to Port Elizabeth on the south coast, and it's a lot of good hotels and stops along that, and then you end up with a safari. So you kind of have this kind of bucket list trip that it can be packaged up nicely, and honeymooners like it because you can do it over 2 or 3 weeks. And South Africa, relatively affordable on the ground. Like we were talking about the States, I was looking at the exchange rate for that this morning. It's nearly 1-1 now.
God,
do with
the days when it was 2-1 on the Irish punt.
I know, it's nuts. And when you think about people who I've spoken to who've been to New York and come back saying, oh my God. And then you throw the 20% tips on top of it. So yes, take a look at South Africa, affordable. And the one I wanted to tip you Australia, of course, you could do a whole program on road trips in Australia, it's the Great Ocean Road in Victoria out of Melbourne. Beautiful, coastal, easily doable in a day or so. It's only 250k, which is peanuts in terms of the Australian routes. As you know, you can spend... Well, you're crossing time zones. It's similar to the States when you talk about...
I would love to take you up on that offer, because it's one of the... I think that idea of going... cross-continental in Australia, if the wildlife doesn't kill you during the journey.
Or the heat.
Yeah, it'll be something else to do. Paolo Canila, thank you very much. That is Paolo Canila, who is, of course, travel editor with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says... This is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.